Praise God, my friends and family. Welcome to Revival Today. Today's message is Bring Good News to the Afflicted. The title of the word today is Bring Good News to the Afflicted. So I'm going to talk about some things and what God is trying to do in the lives of his people. And the reason why I'm going to talk about this is because right now there's a lot of stuff going on, even in the news. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in the atmosphere and also in the church. We must understand that the Bible says that Jesus died so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, we have accepted the process and we have the understanding that Jesus had died for our sins, but don't you know with salvation comes liberty? Turn to someone and say, liberty. The reason why people don't know much about what's going on in the church is because the church is not living victoriously. And I want to talk about how to bring good news to those that are in bondage. First of all, we have to understand what God wants us to do with our liberty. And this is why God has given me this word today. So those of you that can turn with me to Isaiah 61 and 1, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted." Now, first of all, anointed means that he has actually set you apart for that task. He's actually authorized and said, "I have anointed you." That means I have called you out for such a thing. And so the Bible says that he says he has anointed me to bring the good news to the afflicted. Then the next scripture says, I just lost my power. Let me make sure. Then it says here, I apologize because you don't have the notes up there now. So it says right here, but he says he has set, let's read from the beginning. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, and because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted, he has set me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captive and freedom to prisoners." All right, now, first of all, this is a mission statement is with liberty, he said, "I'm coming that you may, first of all, be set free." But he said, "I come to bind up the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty to captive." What does that mean? That means that there are people waiting on you, and they're going through some things in their life, and they've been in bondage for a while, and they're in captivity. And so what he wants you to understand is that the liberty that he has promised you is freedom, not only freedom, but now you have a task. You have a job. Now, the thing is look what it says you're going to do. It says here, first of all, you're going to proclaim liberty. So proclaim means you got to talk about it. That means you got to go out and spread the gospel and encourage somebody because somebody is going through. So when you proclaim something, nobody wants to do or be part of something that's dry and dead. Is that right? Too many times, even the church, we come into the house of God, but we don't come with thanksgiving and praises in our heart. Instead, we feel as if we're dragged down and out. But the church needs to be a place to go to get liberty and freedom. And even when your heart is broken, you can get some deliverance. This is what the house of God is all about. So right here in the scripture, Isaiah began to say that the Lord is upon me and he's given me anointed. And the anointing is the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God has told me to proclaim something. I need the body to know that God is trying to get us to a place where we're free. And no longer are we just in prison. But now he said, "I want you to speak a word." Turn to someone and say, "Speak a word." Freedom is a gift that should never be taken for granted. Now, I'm going to start right there. When Jesus died for us, he freed you. He freed you. But with freedom, it is a concept that means a lot to different people. depending on your perspective. So I'm going to talk about that right now. Those that you can read with me, turn to Galatians 5. Great. Sorry about that. I just expressed it openly. He fixed my tablet. Yep, so turn with me to Galatians 5:13. Amen. See, now you have something up there. Praise God. Give God some praise for that. Amen. It says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom for an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." You see what it's saying? See, you can use your freedom for different things. And this is why we have to understand when the scripture says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. With your freedom, he said, "I want you to go forward and I want you to free somebody, somebody that's going through some things." Now, what the church has done with our liberty and with the salvation that we now have, what we have done, instead of bringing people up, we bring people down. With our freedom, instead of being in a place spiritually where we serve one another, we're working against one another. So in the instructions that we see, freedom is supposed to bring liberty. And it's supposed to also free those that are in prison. So there's a task that God has given each and every one of us. And it's important that we follow through. Right now, it's not enough to come to church because the next generation is saying, "Church has no purpose to me." They're saying, "I don't know what the value of church is." And one of the reasons why it's going down like that is because we have received salvation without no anointing, without no task, without no understanding what God requires of us. So all we are is just church goers. We just show up week to week and we proclaim things among one another. But then the world is lost because nobody is spreading the good news to anybody. Nobody can see the victory in your life because all they see is your negativity. And so God is saying, if you truly have the word and you have the word in your spirit, you're supposed to be sending positivity to one another. You're supposed to be ministering positivity to one another. And God is saying to the church, he has not freed you so that you can now cause someone else to be in bondage. So let's look at the next scripture. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15:31. It says, "I declare by my rejoicing in which I have Christ Jesus, our Lord, I die daily." You know who said that in the scripture? It was Paul. He began to say that I die daily. What does that mean? Die daily means this. Paul knew that now that I'm saved, I am liberated. That means now he's free in his heart. How many of you got saved and all of a sudden the things that you were dealing with in your life, you felt as if, wow, it's no longer binding me up? How many felt the sense of being released and free? Now what God is saying, what are you going to do about it? Now Paul said, what I have to do about my liberation and now that I'm free, first of all, I have to do the work that God has called me to do. Next, I have to die daily. The scripture that says die daily means that you have to surrender your flesh daily before God so that, guess what, the flesh does not continue to have its way. Because no matter who you are, you're going to be tempted each and every day. And you can't get over temptation if you do not train the flesh to obey the will of God. And this is where God is trying to take the church back to the place where they know how to go before God with a sincere prayer. So this is where God is saying, so Paul said, I have to die daily to do what God requires of me. Some of us have been free, but instead what we did with our freedom is we run around and act crazy. We find ourselves everywhere in everything and don't even have a purpose or a focus. God has freed us, and some of us has been freed even from, you know, some of the things that you were in bondage to. Say maybe you were in bondage to alcohol. You came to the altar and you said, Lord, I need deliverance in my life. And God delivers you, and he frees you from that, and he begins to move in you daily, daily, daily. And now, out of nowhere, you surrender to that spirit, and you start drinking again. And God is saying you cannot overcome that spirit unless you die daily. It's not about what you're doing. It's about when you surrender to God's will and allow the Holy Ghost to minister through you. Guess what it's going to do? It's going to bring the flesh into submission. And too long we've gone without being in submission. And what this is meaning, that no longer we have freedom, but God still said, with your freedom, there's things he don't want you to do. There's places he don't want you to go. And reason why is because he's trying to establish you as a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Turn to some and say, all things become new. Now, when you say the word all things become new, that means everything. Let's turn to Peter, 1 Peter 2, 16 and 17. It says, live as free people. Do not, however, use your freedom to cover up evil. You see that word? To cover up evil. So when you have freedom sometimes, you have a choice. What are you going to do with it? Some of us use our freedom to go back into the things God has delivered us from. And he said the church is not going forward because we're using it not for the things that I've told you to use it for. Next scripture says, but live as God's servant. Now, living as God's servant means that he freed you. You're no longer in bondage to sin or to your flesh. Now, he said, but you are now God's servant. You have a task now, and your task is to liberate somebody else. Your task is to spread the good news of the gospel to someone else. And the reason why so many of us get bored in our relationship with God is because we're not doing a thing. We're just coming to church. We're just showing up. But you are a liberator. The church is a liberator, and there's somebody that's in bondage in your family. Maybe it's your boss. Maybe it's an employee that you work with. But instead of us liberate, and we talk about the church, we talk about one another, we bring one another down, and then also we don't walk according to the word of God. So we do what we want to do because that's what we're going to do. And Paul said that I have to die daily because if I don't die daily, my flesh has its way and it embarrasses me. The flesh will cause you to act out of character because you want to do your own thing. And God is saying, no, that's not what my word said. My word said you are a liberator. You are somebody that was called to break someone out of bondage because there's somebody waiting on you. Think about it. When you got saved and all of a sudden you were no longer sleeping in the middle of the night, where throughout your night you were crying daily, nightly. Every time you turn around, you were depressed. Now you're free and instead you're running around with no boundaries. And you're using your freedom for the wrong thing. You're using your freedom to now do the things you can get away with and hide it. And God is saying, that's not what I freed you for. What I freed you for is to go get somebody that's in prison. Somebody that they locked up for a while. Somebody that's on their deathbed. Somebody that needs a prayer. He said, that's what I called you to do. How many of you want to do the will of God? If you want to do the will of God, it's not about being in the house of God. It's about coming into the house of God with thanksgiving in your heart and praise because he has freed you. But then it's about doing the work that he's placed in your hand. Give God some praise. So he has given you a job to do. It says right here, respect everyone, love other believers, honor God, and respect the emperor. Now, what that was saying was, is give unto Caesar what is Caesar. You see, even now today, even in the church, we don't respect authority. We don't respect the government. We don't respect our bosses. The reason why, I even see in the church where people grow up in the church and they see their parents not work a day. They see their parents not work a day. And the reason why is because they say, I don't need to work. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And you don't know that you're not training your kids how to do the right thing. You say, well, I love the Lord, so he's going to send me something. And he said, faith without works is what? So that means the kids need to see their parents working. The kids need to see their parents doing what they say that's in the word. That if you don't work, you don't eat. But we've gotten to a place with our freedom. Even in a church, you'll see people go out and do all kind of works. And then never can pay their bills. And then they say to the Lord, well, Lord, I'm going through right now. He said, no, you ain't working. You ain't going through. You're just not working. You lazy. And then your kids are watching you, and they're always hungry, and they're always in need, and they see you go to church all the time. So what do you think they're going to look at your relationship with God like? You're going to be like, I want my kids to eat. I want my kids to have Nikes. But too long the church has justified its stuff. And we haven't got the message of the cross. The message of the cross was to free those that were in bondage. That means free and serve one another. I can't serve you talking about you. I can't serve you getting in your business, but I can serve you when I say, do you need anything? I can serve you when I can say, I have a prayer. Like, do you need prayer and deliverance? So when it talks about somebody that needs freedom and liberation, too many times we look at the superheroes. We look at Superman. We look at Robin Hood. We look at the Marvel characters, and we think them are the heroes. The real heroes, the real superheroes are those that work according to the word of God. The ones that live a life that their children can look at and say, I want to be like my daddy because my daddy has good, he's a good man. He always was there for me. He always looked out for me. But no, the church is not taking on that spirit. Instead, the church has gotten into a spirit of self-righteousness. And God is saying, what are we doing at a time like this? Let's go to the next scripture. I'm almost done. Give God some praise. It says in John 8:36, it says, therefore, if the Son make you free, you shall be free indeed. That's something I want you to declare. God has made you free. And like my brother Corey came up and said, now that he took one step forward, the enemy is going to try to come out and meet you where you're at. But you need to know that the God that is in you is greater. He has set you free. He didn't set you free to run wild. He didn't set you free to act a fool. But he set you free so that now you can walk liberated. And you have now some responsibilities to serve God. How many want to serve God today? If you truly want to serve God, come into his courts with thanksgiving and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. In the next scripture, 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you are not free today, if you're in bondage and you're even sitting in the house today, the house of God today, it's because the Spirit of the Lord is not in it. God wants you to know that he's a liberator. There are going to be things that you're going to try to put you in bondage. But God said, that's not how my word works. My word will set you free. But with your freedom, you have responsibility. And with that responsibility, guess what? Somebody is going to grow. Somebody's going to know who Jesus is, because they're going to say, Jesus is not about a church building. It's about you. So when somebody looks at you, they see a change in your life. They remember what you used to be, and now guess what? You're a brand new creature, and now you're walking in integrity, and now you're even doing the things that God requires of you. So that's why the scripture said that we also have to give unto Caesar what is unto Caesar. And I need to make that clear, because I want the church to learn how to be responsible in all things. Are you okay with that? How many of you want to really grow spiritually? Give God some praise. And I'm going to end with this. It says in John 8, 32, it says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Praise God. I hope that you enjoy this message, bring good news to the afflicted. The truth is what's going to set you free. Too many times the church has compromised with the world, and now we're also in bed with politicians and politics. That's not the will of God. I want you to know, church, that God is still moving. Continue to support this ministry. I'm Pastor Mark Cho, and I appreciate all your support. Please, if you'd like to donate, go to houseofpraisenep.org, and you can bless this ministry by clicking on Give, and you can sow into what God is doing. Again, check out our website and our Facebook. Also, we're now on Apple TV, and we're also on Fire Stick TV, so please check us out online. Thank you again for your support. Bless you, and have a good day.